The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Wednesday, December 14, 2022. Bolivian President Luis Arce is in Cuba to participate in the 22nd Summit of Heads of State and Government of the Bolivarian Islands for the Peoples of our America People's Trade Agreement, ALBA TCP. On the social network Twitter, the Foreign Ministry of the Island highlighted the excellent moment of the alliance based on the founding principles of solidarity, social justice, cooperation, and economic complementariness, the fruit of the political will of its architects, Commander-in-Chief Fidel Castro and Hugo Chavez, leader of the Bolivarian Revolution. The Council of State convened the sixth extraordinary session of the National Assembly of People's Power in its ninth legislature at the Havana Convention Palace as part of the celebrations for the 18th anniversary of the creation of that coordination mechanism. The Swedish-Cuban Solidarity Association said that during the year, it donated 55,000 euros to the island as part of a campaign to help it confront the U.S. economic, commercial, and financial blockade. The president of the national organization, Zoltán Tiroler, said that last week they sent 10,000 euros as part of the Medicines for Cuba initiative to MediCuba Europe, an entity founded in Switzerland to support the island in the health sector. Each transfer meant a lot of work due to the obstacles imposed by the banks as a result of the extraterritorial nature of the U.S. blockade, he stressed. According to Tiroler, the Swedish-Cuban Solidarity Association is currently working on the collection of medicines, medical equipment, agricultural tools, and other resources. Our goal is to send two containers to the island to arrive in January, he said. Cuban Prime Minister Manuel Marrero Cruz said that comprehensive care for the elderly, safe motherhood, and the causes of population mobility constitute the current priorities. From the Havana Convention Palace, the head of government added, among the main policies associated with the country's demographic situation, the assistance to infertile couples, teenage pregnancy, the guarantee of safe housing, and the analysis of the availability of labor force. During his speech at the 10th Ordinary Session of the National Assembly of People's Power, he defined that the core aspects that point to fertility, mortality, and internal and external migrations are vital in the development and strategies of the nation. In his opinion, Cuba has a dynamic similar to that of developed countries, with a permanent incidence of the economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed by the United States and a follow-up of the demographic situation since the 1970s. As part of the economic and social policy guidelines of the party and the revolution, various government institutions implement measures to address the aging population and encourage fertility to ensure generational success. And in the international agenda, we have that the president of the Uruguayan Frente Amplio Party, FA, Fernando Pereira, called for the resignation of senior officials due to notorious scandals. He said that the implications in the case of former presidential custodian Alejandro Artesiano, imprisoned on various charges, and drug trafficker Sebastián Marcet, deserve the resignation of Foreign Minister Francisco Bustillo and Interior Minister Luis Alberto Heber. Pereira's opinion is that President Luis Lacalle Pou should ask them to resign immediately for the sake of democratic health. Meanwhile, the United Socialist Party of Venezuela, PSUV, and the Communist Party of China on Tuesday analyzed political friendship and bilateral cooperation since the arrival of the Bolivarian Revolution. Through a video conference, the PSU First Vice President Diosdado Cabello and the Communist Party of China International Department Head Liu Jingqiao discussed about strengthening relations. Cabello said, "It's important to continue strengthening friendship, camaraderie, and comradeship relation with China," while expressing his country's willingness to deepen the training exchanges of young cadres between the two political organizations. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.